There's much to consider when purchasing an electric bike, including what will work best for you and what is actually supported by provincial regulation. Jim Mabey and Steve Deventer, bike technicians at Salmon Arms Skookum Cycle and Ski Limited, have witnessed the growing popularity of e-bikes, which they say now make up about half the bicycles sold by Skookum. With that, however, they are finding prospective buyers with a lot of questions, as well as people who didn't ask enough questions before they bought an e-bike. The two contacted The Observer, wanting to publicly address some of the questions and concerns they encounter. One of the big questions, concerns they face has to do with the safety of rechargeable batteries. Deventer, who previously worked with bicycle manufacturer Giant, explained while there are recognized manufacturing standards for lithium-ion batteries, including UL and IEC, not all manufacturers of battery-supported micromobility vehicles use batteries certified to meet those standards. All your little scooters and stuff like that, I would say more of the problems are coming from those kind of vehicles, said Deventer. They're definitely the items that are causing more of the fires you see in, say, downtown Vancouver, where they've had a few instances. And it's been more scooters than anything. Deventer strongly urged sticking with reputable bicycle brands that have a proven track record, as they will use higher quality parts. For an e-bike from one of these manufacturers, he said, you can expect to pay around $2,700 and up. Though there are less expensive options on the market, they may come with cheaper electronic components that aren't necessarily safe, and result in not a very fun ride. This leads to another issue that comes up for the techs, repair work. Maybe advised if you're buying an e-bike, you want to make sure parts will be available for it and that it can be serviced locally. He noted some bikes may come with proprietary parts that may be difficult to acquire. If you stick to the known stuff, brands, you're safe, said Mabey. Giant, as an example, they supply all the parts, we can order them at any time, we can get batteries, we can get controllers, we can get all the electronic stuff. Whereas if you buy brand X, you don't know what you're going to get, or if you're going to be able to support it. Deventer noted reputable bike manufacturers also support the battery, electronic systems via firmware updates. Good bike companies are releasing firmware updates to make things like the battery more efficient, said Deventer. You want to stay on top of your firmware updates. Winter battery storage and general maintenance are also important for e-bike owners to keep on top of. Everything wears faster, said Mabey of e-bikes. We see a lot of people come in and everything is just worn out because they've been riding it like a bike, but they haven't kept an eye on the wear and tear. So it's really important for people who have e-bikes to really keep an eye on their chain wear so they don't end up having to replace a whole bunch of other parts, because you are putting more consistent torque through the system on a regular basis. Another issue maybe in Deventer see are people buying e-bikes without knowing or being aware of provincial regulation. Read more. Concerns raised about speeding e-bikes on Salmon Arms Foreshore Trail. Read more. Vernon e-bike shop bustling on first day of new rebate program. In BC, an e-bike cannot exceed 500 watts in total power output or go faster than 32 kilometers per hour, on level ground. It also has to have pedals, or hand cranks, capable of propelling the bike forward while the motor is engaged. Anything outside of those parameters, with higher power that goes faster, or that doesn't have pedals, is classified as a motorcycle, said Mabey, explaining he and Deventer are seeing people buying non-compliant e-bikes, unaware of the regulation. There's no law against selling it, the law is against using it, said Mabey, noting bikes sold at Skookum are compliant. We get people coming in here saying they want to have a bike that does 60 kilometers per hour, and we're like, you can't, that's not legal unless you have insurance. While e-bikes are being made to suit a variety needs, from commuter to mountain trails, and are even becoming increasingly popular among downhill riders, Mabey said he's also seeing e-bikes with unusual geometry and parts that may not suit individual riders. He strongly urged people to take an e-bike for a test ride before buying. Having ridden a bunch of them when they come to the shop for service, they ride terribly, said Mabey. You're getting companies making bikes that don't know how to make a bike that handles well, and you get on them, and for someone who is new, or new again to biking, the handling is awful and it's not safe. Another question that comes up with e-bikes involves the choice of mid-drive or rear hub motor. A mid-drive motor is located between the pedals and the crankset. A rear hub motor is located at the rear wheel hub. Rear hub can be less expensive while providing more torque. But maybe and Devonteer prefer mid-drive e-bikes. Maybe described changing a rear flat tire on a rear drive bike as a big job, and it's not a fun job, even for us. Devonteer said mid-drive offers a smoother ride. It has torque sensors that match the power you're putting in by pedaling. When it comes to riding in and around Salmon Arm, though the city has a number of greenways, maybe suggested there is room for improvement. If you look for bike paths around town and interconnectivity through the different urban areas, you're seeing very little in terms of bike path connectivity, said Maybe. People on their commute want to ride on the road. Some people will ride trails. This is one thing our city needs to work on, designating more bike routes with some kind of marking on the side of the road so people know, or at least have an idea of where to go, and drivers can be wary of that. In addition, people take an e-bike for a spin before buying, be it a test ride or rental. Maybe and Devonteer encourage people to stop by their local bike shop to ask questions. I'd say the big thing is that if people have questions, they can always come and talk to us about it, said Maybe. Read more. Electric bikes okay on BC mountain trails? Read more. Data suggests most BC travelers are comfortable sharing multi-use paths with e-bikes.